Right, one of the things in camp that always happens is that there are a lot of bugs flying around. So I thought maybe we'll do a bug shiloh. The mosquito specifically, the Rav Zilberstein brings down, that a group of friends are sitting around the dinner table. They were sharing a nice Dougie's meal, as some of us will tonight, Bez Hashem. And what happened was, one of the guys banged his hand on the table, and he killed a mosquito. His next friend went over to him and asked him, why did you just do that? It's mamish. You just killed a bug. So then Reuven goes, what was wrong with it? What was wrong with it, what I did? He said, and then the very chashav tamavachim. Listen what he said. Listen what his excuse was. I was only doing what the sefer chassidim was told us to do. Sefer chassidim explains in Simon Tuf Lamed Aleph 8:30-31. Shnayim hayu. There are two people sitting. Echel lo hayarotze lisrof hazavuvim. If there's one person, one of the people who's sitting there, he doesn't want to. One of them refuses to make a fire to burn mosquitoes that bother them. The other one can give him mussar and tell him not to. And the Sefer Chassidim goes on and says the following: Alti tzadik harbi. The pasuk says in Kohelet, don't be overly righteous. V'siyam Reuven. Afani lo haraktiv el amanas limnoach shash sheikanes l'toch hamachal. You know why I killed the mosquito? I killed the mosquito to make sure you wouldn't come to eat it. You wouldn't come to the bugs. Wouldn't be able to come into your the bugs won't be able to come into your food. And that was my kavana. I didn't want it to fall into the food and be over five isurim. The Shimon goes on and says, really, you're citing that sefer chassidim? There's another sefer chassidim you should know. What's this sefer chassidim? The sefer chassidim says in Simon Kuf Beis, asur laharokina al shulchan she'olchem alav. It's asur to kill any type of object, any type of living thing on your table, on a lousa kina. Why? And listen to what the Sefer Chassidim says. The horeg alav ki'ilu horeg al mezech. Someone who kills, it's like someone who kills a bug on your table is like someone who kills on the mezbeach. Kills something on the mezbeach. Ki ha'shulchan hu mezbeach. Because we know the shulchan is compared to the mezbeach. As the pasuk says in Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Also, the pasuk says, shenema v'yidaber elai zeh ha'shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. This is the shulchan that is placed before Hashem. This is actually the pasuk in Pirkei Avos that says that someone who recites the Divrei Torah on their table, their table is connected in the mizbeach. That's just a side point. So now they come to Rav Zilberstein and they ask them, "What's going on here? Should I kill the mosquito to make sure that I won't come to eat it, or is it really okay that I accidentally, or maybe it'll be okay if I accidentally eat it? And I don't have to go out of my way. Who is right? The guy who killed it, or the guy who's upset that he killed it?" Rav Zilberstein answered back, saying that if there's no way to dispose of the mosquito other than killing it on the table, meaning you couldn't just put it in a cup or you couldn't just try to shoo it away, doing so to try to prevent someone from eating it, then you're allowed to kill it, right? Because eating at the end of the day is also a very, very bad, very bad isser. And when it comes down to it, there's five isser, whether when you're just killing it, just one. So therefore, Rav Zilberstein said that if this is the only way to ensure that the meal will be okay, that the food, that the bugs wouldn't get in the food, that's what you should do. He then said that he sent a shiloh over to his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and he also gave him a proof for that as well. It says, the pasuk says in Sefer Melachim, Perek Aleph, Chav Chai Salam Adalad, it talks about Ben-Yo Ben-Yoyada, Horegis Yoav Ben-Suruya Agav Amizbeach, that Ben-Yoyada killed Yoav Ben-Suruya on the Mizbeach, right? And he did it on the Mizbeach. We know the Mizbeach is the place where we get kapara for, but that's where the kabanas come from. That anytime someone brings the carbon, that brings kapara to atonement for to anyone who brings the carbon. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, if in the Navi, a Suah human being was killed on the Mizbeach for a reason, what was the reason? It was because to protect the kingship, to protect the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. How much more so can we kill a bug, which is only compared to a table, right? Which is only compared to a table. It's like a kal v'chomer. If a human being is allowed to be killed on the mizbeach, so too an insect also. Bez Hashem Shvizoka, to not have any bugs, not any of these issues, and have a delightful and pleasant summer, Bez Hashem, without any bugs flying around. And if we do find some bugs, try to shoo them away in the best possible way so we don't try to even get into this shayla. Shkoyach.